This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This year's session of the General Assembly is at the halfway mark, and there has yet to be definitive action on the session's most pressing issue, the aftermath of the failure of the $9 billion VC Summer nuclear project. The House of Representatives this week overwhelmingly passed a Senate bill that gives the State Public Service Commission more time to review the matter of South Carolina electric and gas companies continuing to charge its electric customers over $1 million a day for the abandoned project. It's the second bill the House has passed calling for the immediate halt of those nuclear charges. Following the vote, House members went en masse to the State House lobby to blast state senators for a lack of action on the matter. Here's House Republican Majority Leader Gary Semrel of Rock Hill.
I'm joined with Minority Leader Todd Rutherford and these members behind me in the House of Representatives to implore the Senate to remember who you work for.
Amen.
And you work for the ratepayer and the taxpayer of South Carolina.
Senate leaders say the unwinding of the largest financial failure in state history shouldn't be rushed. Standing shoulder to shoulder, Republican leader Shane Massey and Democratic leader Nikki Setzler push back on the House pressure.
I don't care about the gamesmanship all that much. I mean, I'm really more interested in trying to solve the problem. So I mean, if they want to go on a temper tantrum, they can do that. But just don't expect me to respond to all of them.
This is serious, serious business that affects people's lives every single day. It affects every citizen in South Carolina. And it's not about a bunch of press conferences right before the political season.
Governor Henry McMaster joined the House in its call for an immediate halt to the nuclear charges. The Senate this week passed a bill that would see inmates on death row who cannot be executed because the state can no longer acquire the drugs used for lethal injections die in the electric chair. Currently, inmates sentenced to death who have opted to die by lethal injection can effectively indefinitely delay their execution. Greenville Senator William Timmons is the bill's chief sponsor.
This is important because we have promised families, we have promised the victims' families of these 36 heinous crimes a certain outcome, and we have an obligation. We entered into a contract with them to fulfill that punishment. And to allow them to just say, I choose to live, is not acceptable because they did not give their victims that choice.
The bill now goes to the House. Solar energy advocates in the legislature have pushed a bill out of committee and onto the House floor. The measure would lift the 2% cap on the amount of private solar energy currently allowed to be produced in the state. It's seen as an incentive for future solar use. However, another bill in another committee got on a fast track this week. It would put a new cap on solar. Solar advocates like Representative James Smith of Columbia blame utilities for undermining their efforts.
So this is a clear vote. You're either on the side of consumers in our state on this vote, or you're on the side of the utilities who want to hold South Carolina back. As simple as that.
Smith is seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. Chester Representative Greg Delaney, the chairman of the powerful House Judiciary Committee, announced this week he will not seek re-election to the House. Delaney is the longest-serving House member. He was first elected in 1990. The Senate is now on record as wanting South Carolina to consider doing away with daylight savings time. The state Senate in Florida this week passed a similar measure. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.